Welcome to iHeartMedia's Bay Area Focus, highlighting events and great causes here in the Bay Area.
Welcome back to the show. I am Tiffany, and I am joined by Kyle Cochran, who is an American Ninja Warrior and a type 1 diabetes advocate. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well, Tiffany. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so excited to talk about your upcoming event, but we got to get started with the backstory and kind of give an explanation to the people. What is type 1 diabetes, and when were you diagnosed?
Yeah, good question. So type 1 diabetes is basically an autoimmune disease where your pancreas stops producing insulin. So your body's own immune system basically attacks itself, and the body stops producing insulin altogether for type 1. And that's important because insulin is really what allows food and energy to get into your cells. So without that, there's no way for your body and your cells to make energy from the food that you're eating. So it's really unknown what the cause of that is. Scientists are kind of thinking that there's both genetic factors and environmental factors, but really there's not a known cause of it or a known cure at the moment. And I was diagnosed with type 1 when I was 5 years old. So it's been quite an adventure, diagnosed back in 1993. But it's been a lot of ups and downs and challenges, but a lot to learn and grow from.
So what's it like to have type 1 diabetes, and how do you manage it?
I always say that living with type 1 diabetes is kind of like having a second full-time job. You really never get a break. So you are the one who's managing your blood sugar levels, which to people who aren't familiar with that term, that may not sound like a big deal, but your blood sugar levels are constantly changing, and every organ in your body drastically relies on a specific level of sugar to be in there at any given time. So you are really the one having to continuously monitor and look at your blood sugar levels, where they're at, what different foods, how different foods affect those blood sugar levels, how exercise affects that, how sleep and tons of different factors, how they affect that. And you have to be the one to administer the insulin and when you're too high on blood sugar, and you have to be the one to eat more sugar when you're too low on blood sugar. So it's really this ongoing, never-ending balancing game. So, again, it's kind of like a second job. You never get a break. You're always on the clock, always having to think about this at the same time as doing whatever else, doing your normal day job. So it's ongoing. It's always there, never leaves you. But what's been really cool is to kind of see a lot of the advancements in technology for treating diabetes that have been coming out, especially since I was diagnosed. I've tried a lot of different methods for managing my diabetes, starting with, the regular, what you call like the finger stick and the injections. That's kind of like the standard start off point. And then from there, technology has really grown. So right now, after trying a lot of different things, I'm now on what's called the t:slim insulin pump. They're made by Tandem, as well as the Dexcom. And the two of those together have just been incredible for my diabetes. They're both really, really advanced to make diabetes as easy and manageable as possible, and they make it so much simpler to stay in range. So that Dexcom is what constantly monitors my blood sugar levels. How much sugar is in my blood? It tells me all the time what's in there, and then that actually communicates with the insulin pump, the t:slim, and the two of them work together to kind of work as a pancreas for me for now. I still do some of the control and everything, but it really takes a lot of that burden off my shoulders, how easy the two of them are to use and how accurate and stable those are, so that second full-time job is maybe more of like a part-time job.
Definitely. So much work to manage, but it's so great to see how far technology has come to help people with diabetes. And there's a lot of talk about type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes. Are those the same?
Great question. Yeah, no, so definitely type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes are definitely not the same. Same arena, obviously, with the same names and everything, but type 1, like we said, is kind of that autoimmune where your body attacks itself and you stop producing insulin completely, whereas type 2 is a metabolic disorder, so your body still makes insulin. It's just that it's gotten too used to that insulin. It's not become as effective as it used to be. So type 2 diabetes is usually what they'll associate with being diagnosed later in life, and that can be treated on kind of a wide range. So in type 1, you have to administer yourself insulin. You have to continually monitor your blood sugar levels. Versus type 2, there's kind of a range of severity. So it can sometimes be treated with diet and exercise. It can sometimes be treated with pills. There are different types of injections that you can do. So similar, but definitely very different.
So good for our listeners to know. Now we have to talk about your incredible story. You're a four-time American Ninja Warrior and the first person with type 1 diabetes to qualify for the competition. I want to know all about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started on the show in season 4, and that was just at a time where I felt like, you know, there weren't a lot of people who knew about diabetes, and I had a few friends with diabetes who, for a lot of different reasons, were letting diabetes stop them from living a full life. And so what I, big hope of mine was to get on the show and show people that diabetes, life obstacles, whatever it is, doesn't have to stop you from going after your dreams and doing what you want to do. So American Ninja Warrior was a great way to do that. They call it the world's most difficult obstacle course, and it definitely is. I think I used to watch it on TV and think, oh, that's no problem. And then actually being on the course, you realize that this is no joke, but it's a lot of fun. I mean, all the directors, the cast on the show, all the other competitors are just the most incredible, fun people. So it's a lot of fun, a lot of challenge, and it's really an adventure the whole time. So I competed on seasons 4, 5, 6, and 7, and they were all a blast and difficult and new and exciting.
Such a great experience. And you're also involved with JDRF. Can you tell us about that organization?
Yeah, absolutely. So JDRF, they're the number one globally at fundraising for type 1 diabetes research. So they do a number of different things. So they work on accelerating research that goes into diabetes cure. You know, that's kind of the ultimate goal, is to cure diabetes. But they also work in the meantime on research that goes into preventing diabetes or treating diabetes to make it less of a burden, treating its complications. So they really, really do an incredible job there of raising money and raising awareness of type 1 diabetes. So far, I think they've actually invested more than $2 billion in research, which is pretty crazy that a company is that dedicated and that motivated to curing and making diabetes easier and less of a burden on families and individuals. So it's just a really cool organization that stretches across the world, and they partner with a lot of different companies to make diabetes that much easier and that much better for people.
Definitely. Such a wonderful organization, just doing beautiful work. And you're going to be an MC at their upcoming obstacle course that's going to be on June 2nd. So much going on at that event. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah. So like you said, it's happening on June 2nd, and it's actually at the Stanford Palo Alto Community Playing Field Sports Complex, Mayfield. Now, I know that's a long name, but if you want more kind of exactly where that's at jdrf.org/Bay Area/events. But it's going to be a really, really cool event. So it's basically, they are partnered with the Stanford University, where they're putting together an obstacle course slash picnic for children and families of people living with type 1 diabetes. So the obstacle course is going up, and all ages can go out and compete on it. So it's just going to be a really, really cool and fun event for people to go out and test their skills. I know people tell me all the time watching the show they wish they could try the course. This is that opportunity and a fun way to get together with other people and families that are working through life with type 1 diabetes. So anyone can go out and compete. It's free if you sign up at the JDRF One Walk team. So there's these walks that the JDRF does called the One Walk, where they raise money for this whole diabetes cure and prevention and all that, where if you sign up a team, you compete for free. If you're not signing up a team and just want to go out to compete, there's a $20 participation donation, and that would, again, go towards research and everything like that. So it's a cool cause. The top 5 youth and the top 5 adults will each receive an award, and the winner from each will compete head-to-head. So it's just a really, really fun way to put on some competition, for people to get a chance to try this course that they watch on TV, and to get together with other families for a little picnic and hot dogs and all that type of stuff.
Such a cool event. Once again, June 2nd. I've been to the JDRF One Walks, and they are just such a beautiful, incredible experience. And now to incorporate the obstacle course is just so cool. So once again, June 2nd, more information at jdrf.org/Bay Area/events. And Kyle, we got to know more about you, your day job. Do you have any plans to compete in American Ninja Warrior again? What can you tell the people?
Good question. So my day job, I actually work for Tandem Diabetes Care. So they are a company who make the insulin pumps that I wear, the t-slim. And it's just a really, really cool company. It's filled with really passionate people who are motivated to see people with diabetes, to see their lives getting better and easier. And it's just really cool. They're super innovative, doing stuff with the pump that no other company is doing. So it's incredible. If you're not familiar, I'd check out Tandem Diabetes. They're in just an amazing and passionate company. Any plans to compete again on Ninja Warrior? I was training for season 8 and injured myself.
Oh, no.
So I messed it up and then trained for season 9 and injured myself again.
No.
So I do plan to start training again shortly here once I finish healing up from a couple injuries. As you can imagine, training for a show like that is pretty common to get some good injuries. So I'm resting up, trying to heal, do some rehab. And then once I'm healed up and cleared, I plan to get back out there and competing again because I do miss it. It is just a blast.
I can only imagine. Definitely so much good work that you're doing all around. So congratulations on that. And thank you for all your incredible work. And hopefully get well soon so we can see you on the next season. Anything else you want to tell the people?
Thanks so much. I just say go out and see if you can join the event if you're in the area. It's a really, really cool event. Even if you're just going to check it out and have no plans on joining the course, hop in and just meet people, get to know the group. Check out TandemDiabetes.com. Other than that, I appreciate your time today. Appreciate it a lot and appreciate everything JDRF is doing.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Kyle.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be right back with more on iHeartMedia's Bay Area Focus.